The rally, organized by the nonprofit Kansas Health Consumer Coalition, will take place on the south steps of the State House. Governor Brownback had been counting on Mitt Romney winning the presidency and putting the brakes on the Affordable Care Act. Now he has a decision to make because of a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The High Court said the federal government can't withhold all Medicaid funding from states that refuse to offer Medicaid to anyone earning up to 133% of the federal poverty level, as the Affordable Care Act provides. The Kansas Health Consumer Coalition's Anna Lambertson says claims that the expansion would cost too much are overblown.
I think we need to have a discussion about what type of cost would it be to the state. The federal government is supposed to cover 100% of the cost of the expansion for the first 3 years and about 90% of the cost afterwards.
Brownback and his allies have expressed concerns that efforts to cope with the federal debt will shift those costs to the states. Lambertson says hospitals will lose the funding to cover the costs for those who can't pay their bills if the expansion doesn't go forward. For the Kansas Public Radio Network, I'm Brian Thompson.